We're holding Dr. Tay Bays Amar Aleph on top. Again, the last Shaila was a machlokes we had between Ravina and Rebbe, that we say that you cannot use Maisa Shani itself to bring the Lachme Toido, but can you use the Moyes, can you use Chitim Halakuach Mi Moyes Maisa Shani? That was a machlokes Ravina and Rebbe. The last more was that Rebbe said, listen, I'll say over your reason, and I'll say over time of Didi, my reason. So first he was saying over, what's the reason of Ravina? That he says, yes, you could bring the Lachme Toido from Chitim that are bought from Moyes Maisa Shani. So he says like this, Mechiku Yalfas Lo Mishlamim. Where do you, Ravina, learn it out from? Or Rabbi Yirmiyah, where do you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, learn it out from? Learn out from Shlomim, that Shlomim could be brought from Moyes Maisa Shani. Now, top of the Gemara, Pei Beis Amar Aleph. Ushlomim Shom Shomi Maisa. You learn out Shlomim, it says Shom Shomi Maisa. Rashi says, the Mazvim Mi Moyes Maisa. You buy a Korban Shlomim from the money you have of Maisa Shani. Tichsib B'Maisa Shani B'Nasata B'Kesav Av Yechal Tishom. Uksib B'Shlomim V'Yechal Tishom. So now, Uminoi learn out, Ma Shlomim Ein Gufa Maisa. Just like the Korban Shlomim itself, it does not come from the Gufa, the Peiros of Maisa Shani, only from the money of Maisa Shani. So Av Toida, the same thing, the Korban Toida, or the Lachmi Toida, Nami Ein Gufa Maisa. It cannot be brought from the Chitim itself, which is Maisa Shani. But our Korban Mediyak is, Fahani Chiti Halakuchas B'Moyis Maisa Shani. But the Chitim, the wheat that you bought from the money of Maisa Shani, Nami is also like Lashlomim, that Ein Gufa Maisa. It's not called the Guf is Maisa. What you started out with Chitim that you made into Maisa Shani, that Chitim you sold, you were paid it onto money, and the money now received the Gdusha's Maisa Shani. Now with that money, everybody agrees you're allowed to come and buy your Toido or Lachme Toido in the cases where you set aside that you have not of Metchila to bring it this way. Now the money of Maisa Shani went and bought Chitim. So after Shiloh, can you use these Chitim now for the Lachme Toido? So Rabbi Yirmiyah holds yes, because he holds that's not called Guf of Maisa Shani. Therefore you learn out from Shlomim, as long as it's not the Guf of Maisa Shani, it could be brought for the Toida, for Lachme Toida. Now, Eimot time with D. Now Rabbi says, listen, I'll also explain to you my reasoning. Why does Rabbi himself say no, that these Chitim that was brought from the money of Maisa Shani, he cannot use? Eimot time with D. There this, Toida mecha ki alfin lo mishlomim. We will learn it out from Shlomim. If so, again, Ushlomim Shom Shomi Meiser. How do you know by Shlomim it could be brought from Amoyis Meiser Sheni? Because it says the word Shom Shom. If so, Ma Shlom, just like by Korban Shlomim, Ein Min Meiser. It doesn't come from the Min of Meiser. It only comes from the money. Not from the Min, not from the Chitim itself of Meiser. You can't bring a Korban from any type of fruits. Fruits is not a Korban. If so, Av Toida, the same thing by the Lachme Toida, Ein Min Meiser cannot be brought from the min, from the fruits, from the vegetables, from the chitim of Maisa Shani. So kids, even though you were first paid the Maisa Shani onto money, and now with that money of Maisa Shani you bought chitim, since chitim is a min, is a type that you take Maisa Shani from, it cannot be brought from for Taida. Just like by Korban Shlomim, you cannot bring a Shlomim from the min of Maisa Shani from chitim, you have to take the money of it and buy a behemoth. So I didn't buy Toida also, or the Lachme Toida, the actual Chitim itself cannot be used for Lachme Toida. But rather it's only the money, the value of it that you could use, and with the money you could buy other Chitim for Meiser, for Lachme Toida. But Lafuki comes to exclude Chitim Halakuchas B'Moyes Meiser Sheni, that the wheat itself that was bought with Meiser Sheni, that you cannot use. Why? The Min Meiser Ninu. Those are a min maisa, a type of chitim that you could take maisa from it, therefore cannot be used to make the lachme toida with. So that's Rebbe Svara. Mor says now, Omer Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Ami says, Hamatris moyis maisa sheni lishlamim. If somebody has money of maisa sheni, the kids again, originally he had Paris, that he was mafris maisa sheni from them, and now he wants to take off the kedusha, he poured it onto money. So he has this money now. Sahamatfis moyis, maisa sheni lishlamim. You like set aside and say, this money now of Maisa Sheni, you're going to use to buy a Korban Shlomim from it. So the locker is, Rav Ami holds that like Korban Shlomim, no, it's not Chal. And even though Stam money of Maisa Sheni is used to buy a Korban Shlomim, and here, not only Stam, but you spoke out, clearly you designated this money to say you plan to buy a Korban Shlomim with it, still it's not Chal on the money now within that you have to buy Shlomim with it. And therefore, if you want to take this money and buy some other payers, and even in Yerushalayim, you could do it. My time, and what's the reason? To layalimo kedushas hashlomim lemeicha lakedushas maishasheni. It's not strong enough. Rashi said, layalimo shlomim lemeicha lakedushas maishasheni. Shloye yochel litnoi b'chol ashetav anavshoi. The Pasuk says, whenever you have the money of maishasheni, you're supposed to buy something in Yerushalayim, something you could eat, b'chol ashetav anavshoi, anything you want to. So kids, it's not strong enough for Kedushas HaShlomim to be chal upon the Kedushas of Maisa Sheni. Like this money right now has a Kedushas Maisa Sheni. It has its own din. The din of the Maisa Sheni is you could buy whatever you want with it. So true, if you buy an animal and you mark the animal, then it'll have a Shem Kedushas HaShlomim on it. But before you buy the animal, just the fact you're saying upon this money, you want to designate it to set aside to buy a Korban Shlomim with it, it's not chal Kedusha on the money. The money still only has his Kedushas Maisa Sheni, he can still buy whatever you want with it. Maisa, you have a question. Says Alocha Halokeach Chaya Lezivchei Shlomim. Somebody has this money of Maisa Sheni, and with the money of Maisa Sheni, he goes to buy a Chaya, an animal, a wild animal that's not fit to be a Korban Shlomim. He buys it Lezivchei Shlomim, like he knows it's not Chal Shlomim on it. Or behema labosa taivin, he buys a regular behema, and he has in mind just to eat it. Beteres chulin, like in Yerushalayim. So locher is lo yotza or lo chulin, no, that this behema, he's allowed to eat the meat of it, but the skin of it is not stam yotza lo chulin, he can do whatever he wants with the skin. Since he cannot eat the skin, the din is with the skin, he still has to sell the skin, and with the money, he's allowed to buy shlamim. That's the locher. Now, lav lamema doesn't mean to say, to koni shlamim, that with this money, it's chaladin that you have to buy a shlomim. Rashi says, lav lemeim adekonu o'iris tera shlomim, that the skin has a din that it has to be bought with it, shlomim. Alma dialim kedusha shlomim lemech lakedushas meiser. It's good like the chiyuv shlomim was chal upon this money. So now when you bought with this money a regular behemah of chulin, so now the skin of it that you don't eat, you have to use to buy a korban shlomim. So chutz mashma that it's chal the kedusha shlomim on the money. Gemara says no. Hayit malo, we learned on this. Omar Rav, that Rav says loikanu shlomim. No, the ma'aseh it's not chal a kedusha shlomim on this money. That really you bought a behemus, a regular behemus chulin. That's all there is. It's only you have to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. If so, my lo yotzar lechulin. What does it mean to say that the skin of it, the skin of this animal, that you cannot use for stam your own purpose, that you have to sell it, and with the money you have to buy shlomim, hochikom, this is what it means to say, einoi b'teris lotzei sor l'chulin, that it's not a din, that this skin that you bought with the mois maisa sheni should be used stam l'chulin for your own purpose. My time, what's the reason? Omarabo nasek lokeach shor l'charisha. It's like you bought a shore for the purpose of Harisha to plow with. You're not allowed to do that. The din of Maisa Sheni is that with the money, you have to buy something to eat in Yerushalayim. But it has to be something that you could eat. Here that with the money you bought a behemoth, so true. The meat that you eat, that's good. But the skin that you cannot eat, on that you have no right to spend the Maisa Sheni for the skin. Therefore the din of the skin is, it's not Yos Lechulin, but rather with that skin you have to go sell it and buy something with it, you could eat from it. So I should the aim of kedushas klal shloik kateras katera loichin the nasa or chlakech mimoyis maisa sheni lecharisha. But the din is you're not allowed to do this. So therefore, again lechatchila with the money of the skin, you're supposed to buy a korban shlomim. But not because the kedushas of the shlomim is chal upon the money. No, it's only the regular loch of maisa sheni that you're supposed to buy something with it that you could eat from it. And not time to buy a shor l'charisha.
Seinachlam, it could be again, like Rabbi Ami says, that's the locha, that if you matfis mois, you set aside money of Maisa Sheni, lishlomim, is like kona shlomim, it's not chalak kedusha shlomim on the money, you can still buy whatever you want with that money. It may learn like this, hamatfis mois, Maisa Sheni, lishlomim. If somebody sets aside the money of Maisa Sheni to buy a korban shlomim. So Rabbi Yechden, Omar, Kona Yechden says, yes, it's chal. Rebbe Loza Oimer Leikoni, no, it's not chal kedusha shlomim on this money. You can still buy whatever you want with it. So kitzis amachlekes, Rebbe Ami zalochas amachlekes, Rebbe Yechanon and Rebbe Ami. Rebbe Ami Oimer, Rebbe Ami Yomer Leikoni. Now the Alibad Rebbe Yudu di Yomer. Maise Momen Hedyutu. According to Rebbe Yudu Shita, he owns Maise Sheni. It's called Momen Hedyutu. It belongs to the Bailam. He owns it. The Kuliyam Leipeligi de Koni. Everybody holds it now that you are matfis, you say the Kedusha Shlomim should be chal upon this money. It's like a chaladin, that with this money now you have to buy a korban shlomim. But ki pligi, so Rashi says, alibud Rabbi Yehuda, the yom masechta kedushin, that mais hasheni is mamon hedyutu. V'yochel kadosh boyish isha, you could use it to marry your wife with it. If so, it's mamish considered like you have money, and therefore if you are matfis, the Kedusha Shlomim on it, it's like a chal. But I tell you, keep pligi, where is the machlokes alibud Rabbi Meir? That his sheet, there is the yom that he says, Meister is Mammon Gavoyu, that the Mois of Meister Sheni really likes the Mammon Gavoyu, belongs to Gavoyu, it's not really yours. If so, man, the Yoma Loikoni, Rav Ami that says that this money of Meister Sheni, you cannot be Matpus Kedusha Shlomim on it, Rabbi Meir goes like Rabbi Meir Shita, that holds that you cannot put the Kedusha's Meister Sheni onto it. It has Kedusha Shlomim, it has already Kedusha. Meister Sheni has Kedusha on it, you can't put another Kedusha on it. Man di yom koni, but Rabbi Yechon, it says no, it's koni kivon de maisa korilei shlomim ki mitvus leinami tofis, that enoch nami, even though maisa sheni has kedusha, says mamon gavoya korat Rabbi Meir, but since the din of this maisa sheni is lechatchila to go and buy a korban shlomim with the money, therefore could be chal kedusha shlomim on the money, that if you set aside this money, even according to Rabbi Meir, we say the kedusha is chal, meaning to say that since that's lechatchila, and now you say clearly you want to be matvus kedusha shlomim on the money, it's like a chal that with this money now you have to buy a korban shlomim. So that's the machlokes Reb Yechon and Reb Ami. Moshe says, "Meis about the question." It says clearly, "Hamatvus mois meis hasheni lishlomim." If somebody has this money of meis hasheni, again, first he had payers they took of meis hasheni from it, and now he sold it. He's poured it onto money, so the money has kedusha's meis hasheni. With this money, now he's matzvah, he says he wants to set it aside for korban shlomim. So locher is, kishu poydin, if you poydin this money, no, you don't want to buy a korban shlomim with it, moisaf alayim, shnei chumashim, you have to hit on it 2/5, echad l'kodesh v'echad l'maisar, 1/5 you have to hit on for hegdish, and 1/5 for maisa. So Mor says again, mi sarvot who said, diriakli, he goes according to everybody, I'll tell you again, hamani Rabbi Yehudi, he goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Since it says when you poyder it, you have to be meisav a chaimish v'egdish, it's mashmah clearly it is chal a kedusha shlomim on the kedushas meisav, because you have to eat another 5th. Says so the churat takash on Rabbi Lozor Abami, how could they say lakoni? So more answers again, who says misavrit the riakoli? Who says it goes according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, atayamani Rabbi Yehudi? His bride goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That he holds mois, my sishen is called mamet hedyet. If it's called Mamon Hedyet, then like we said before, everybody agrees that Lamaisa could be chal upon it, the Kedusha Shlomim. So the machlek is between Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yechanan, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds Mois, Mois Hasheni, Mois Hedyet, everybody holds it could be chal, a Kedusha Shlomim, on the Mois of Mois Hasheni. Now the Mishnah says, Minayin, how do we know? Liyoy Mahareya Lai Toidiv. Somebody says he has a chiv to bring a korban Toidiv. He can only bring it from money that's chulin, not from money that has kedushas ma'aseh sheni on it. How do we know this? There's a stam toy that has to be brought min achulin. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says in Devarim, v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, tzoin u'bokor, that you should bring for korban pesach tzoin sheep, or also boker cattle, oxes. The question is, you could only bring either lambs or else goats for a korban pesach, but not bokor. So why does the pasuk say tzayin u'bokor? So Mishnah answers, in Cain, like Matam Loim Etzayin Uboko, what does the Pasuk say Uboko for? Is Lahakash, it comes to teach us that Kol Habo Min Hatzayin Min Uboko, any korban that's brought for me, the Tzayin Uboko, is La Pesach. It's like a Hekash, it should be done with our korban Pesach. And if so, Ma Pesach, just like by korban Pesach, Dovah Shebechayva, there's a Chayv, there's an obligation, Yimachayv, to bring a korban Pesach, and therefore the din is V'yein Bu Ela Min Achulin, that a korban Pesach could only come from money of chulin, not from money of meiser. And we'll see in the Gemara how do we know this from. But I'll call upon him here, the limit is Av kol dover shabachoyv, any other korban that comes mach masachoyv is ein bo ele min achulin. Any other korban you can only bring it from money of chulin. Lefika, therefore, the locher is hoy mehoreya lai toida, horeya lai shlomim. If somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban toida, or to bring a korban shlomim, since he made a chiv upon himself to bring this korban, is lo yavio elamin achulin. He could only use the money of chulin to bring it with, not money of maaser sheni. Then the Mishnah says, unesachim b'chomokim lo yavio elamin achulin. Nesachim any place only comes min achulin. For a nesachim means that somebody that you bring a korban shlomim, that you have a chiv to bring the nesachim, the mincha with it. So b'chol mokim, many time, it always comes mi mois from chulin. Means even a case where the person says harei alai to bring in the sochim mi mois maisisheni, still you can't bring it lo yavi velam in achulin. Even though before we had in the Gemara that by a korban, if you make lechatchila a condition you want to bring it min a mais, you could, but I call upon him by a mincha by the sochim that you can't. That the Mishnah says by the sochim b'chol mokim is always lo yavi velam min achulin. And the svar is you can only bring a shlomim that the meat is nechel akopon lebailim, but nesachim since they're not nechel, but rather the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. So pshita from the money of maaser sheni, you cannot bring a mincha that the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara asks the question: Ol pesach gufa min nolan? How do we know that korban pesach itself, the din is it cannot be brought min hachulin? The tani will not like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Nema Pesach by Mitzrayim, v'nema Pesach l'Doros. It says Pesach by Mitzrayim, that Korban Pesach they brought then, and Pesach l'Doros. If so, ma Pesach homa by Mitzrayim, just like the Korban Pesach they brought here in Mitzrayim. Loi bo elo min achulin, pshita only came from money of chulin, because there in Mitzrayim they had no maaser sheni. If so, av Pesach homa l'Doros, what in the Korban Pesach brought l'Doros also, loi bo elo min achulin. It's only brought from money of chulin, and it cannot be brought from moyes of maaser sheni. That's the limit. Reb Lezer learns out that a korban pesach always has to be brought min achulin. On this, Amalei Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva says back, no. V'chidon and efsha mishi efsha. How could you learn out a pesach l'doros after they came into Eretz Yisrael when they have maaser sheni that you tell me you can't bring it from maaser sheni? And where are you learning it out from? From the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, there it was not possible to have Maaser Sheni. Maybe that's why it was brought to Menachulin. But where it's possible to have Maaser Sheni, maybe you're allowed to bring Maaser Sheni. So Amalei, Reb Lez answers back and says, yes, that Afal Pi Sheyefsha, even though they're true that in the Pesach Mitzrayim, it was not possible to be brought from Mois Maaser Sheni, because they did not have any Maaser Sheni yet, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, still Raya Gedoy Lehi. He holds, Reb Lez holds, it is the Raya Gedoy Lo, and V'nilmad Hemenu, you can learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. Just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach came only from Chulin, who had in the Pesach Doros also. Rashi says, Hoylo Matsinu, that Shum Pesach, Sheinu Be'elim in Chulin, since Akoponim we find at least the first Pesach only came in Chulin, Reb Lez holds, you can learn out all over, that Enechnami, every Korban Pesach, has to always come min achulin. Now the Gemara says, Chozer Rabbi Akiva v'dono din achar. Now Rabbi Akiva like started over again and he asked another question on Rabbi Lezer. Another kasha he has to say he can't learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. He said like this, Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, you know why Pesach Mitzrayim was special? That there it cannot come from Maaser Sheni, only from Chulin. Shekein ein toin matan domi v'emul gavim mizbeach. Because the Pesach Mitzrayim, at that time, there was no Mizbeach. So there was no mitzvah of Zrikas Adam. There was no mitzvah of burning the Murum of the Mizbeach. So therefore, like Rashi explains, it's not Doimah to Korban Shlomim. So Pshita cannot come from Moyes Maaser Sheni. Mashenke in time of a Pesach Duras, you want to tell me about Pesach, there comes the Duras, so there it's different. She toyin matin domim, v'imru l'gabi mizbeach. A regular carbon Pesach has a zrikas domim, has a murim on the mizbeach. So maybe regular carbon Pesach, we should learn out from a carbon shlomim, that it could come from Moyes Maisesheni. So if Rabbi Kiva argues on the Belez and says you cannot learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim. On this Omaloi, Rabbi Elezi answers back and says, no. Harei Yuvayim, the Pesach says, the Yavaritoes Avoid Azois, Bachodesh Hazer, that this is the Avoid of the Korban Pesach that should be done, Bachodesh Hazer, that we darshan Shiyu Kol Avoidus, Shechodesh Hazer Kezer, all the Korban Pesach that are going to be brought Lederis in the future, so you'll have the same Malacha like this Korban Pesach here. So just like the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim, there was not brought from Moyes Maisesheni, only from Chulin. This is Rabbi Elezer's Limud, who are then all Pesach Lederis have the same halacha, that they could only be brought from Chulin and not from Moyes Maisesheni. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Isov Alo, Dien Donan Efshem Mishi Efshem. Rabbi Akiva holds that you cannot learn out Efshem from an Efshem. If so, like it bimilsa. But let him just remain with this first question on Rabbi Elezer. Why does he have to have another kasha on Rabbi Elezer to say that Pesach Mitzrayim was different, there was no Mizbeach? What is in the kasha for? Let Rabbi Akiva remain with his first question. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Ihoda bay for Rabbi Akiva was chazed himself, and now he holds, yes, you could learn out an Efsha from an Efsha, and that is, if so, fahai de legum mi Pesach Mitzrayim. How come Rabbi Kiva then argues really on Rabbi Elezer and says you cannot learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim? Mishum hai pirchu, because of this pircho, that Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach, it's not the Mekor Mishlomim. So therefore Pesach Mitzrayim cannot come from Moyes Maisesheni. Samar says no. Ha Pesach Midbar Yachiach. Listen, the Korban Pesach Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar, there also there was no Maaseh Sheni, they were not in Eretz Yisrael yet, and there they had a Mizbeach, so they had the Mishkan, so there was a Zrikas Adam. So maybe the next Pesach that was brought in Midbar, since it's Toyin, Matan Dam, and Emurim, maybe could be brought for Maaseh Sheni. And since L'Maaseh was not, Enach Namud, because it was the Efshah, since they did not have any Maaseh Sheni, but if you tell me now, Rabbi Kiva, you could learn out Efshah, Mashi Efshah, so then what's his question? What's Rabbi Akiva's question on Rabbi Elezer? Gemara explains like this. This is the Pshat Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you really that Lidvor of Rabbi Elezer Komar, Rabbi Akiva is speaking back to Rabbi Elezer and saying like this. Lididi to me, Enechnami. Ein don an Efshe Mishi Efshe. Rabbi Akiva himself holds Enechnami. Cannot learn out a Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim. Mainly because in Pesach Mitzrayim was not possible to have it done any other way. So that's why it was brought Menachulun. But maybe when they're in Eretz Yisrael and they have Maaseh Sheni, maybe it could be brought from Moyes Maaseh Sheni. That's the main reason why Rabbi Kiva does not learn out like Rabbi Elezer. But he says, but l'didoch, Rabbi Kiva means to say, according to you, Rabbi Elezer, the Amrit that you say you hold, donan Efshe, Mishi Efshe, yes, you could learn out Efshe. From an Efshe, if so, still I have a question on you. That ma l'Pesach Mitzrayim, you know what l'Pesach Mitzrayim. They were not brought from Moyes Maaseh Sheni, Shekein Einu Toy Matan Domim, V'Emur Magabi Mizbeach, because at that time there was no Mizbeach yet, there was no mitzvah Zrikas Adam or the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, and there was no mitzvah of burning the Emurim. So that's why it was not brought from Moyes Maaseh Sheni, because that Korban was not Domit or Korban Shlomim. But to Yom HaBepesach Deres, Mashenken by Pesach in the future, Shetoy Matan Domim, after they have the Mizbeach, you have to have Zrikas Damim. Domin and the Emurim Magabi Mizbeach, there is a mitzvah to burn the Emurim and the Mizbeach. So then maybe it could be brought for Moyes Maaseh Sheni. That's Rabbi Akiva's kasha to Rabbi Elezer. Lididoch, according to your time, still have a kasha on you. And on this, the Yomel Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer comes back and says, no, the Yavarato, that is the Pesach of Yavarato, Zavoy, Dazois, Bechodesh, Azer, that comes to teach us that all the Karbonos of Korban Pesach all have the same halacha of Pesach Mitzrayim. But just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, it was only brought Menachulin, who Adin Pesach Zeres also is only brought Menachulin. Now the Gemara says, for Rebbe Elezer, Leimelei Pesach Midbo Yechiach. Like, why didn't Rabbi Elazar answer back to Rabbi Akiva and say, listen, you're asking me a question and maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was different. Maybe it was different. There was no Mizbeach. But I'll bring you proof from the Pesach that was brought in the Midbar that there was a Mizbeach, and it also did not come from Ma'isisheni. So that's where I'm learning it out from. So Mar answers back, Enachnami, Rabbi Elazar could have said that, but Rabbi Elazar meant to say back to Rabbi Akiva, and he meant to say, Lidvorot Rabbi Akiva Karmalei. Rabbi Elazar meant to answer back to Rabbi Akiva according to you, Rabbi Akiva. And he meant to say like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Rabbi Elazar, Don an Efsha Mishi Efsha. I learn out Efsha from Mishi Efsha. So therefore, O Mishim Hai Pircho, Pesach Midba Yechiach. That's that you're asking me a new question, and maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was different, because it's not Daimut HaKor Mishlomim, since there was no Mizbeach, and no Matan Domim, and Echanami. But I'm learning it out from Pesach Midbar. The Pesach that was brought in the Midbar, then they did have a Mizbeach. And that Pesach was only brought from Chulin, because at that time there was no Ma'aseh Sheni. Sayin Echanami, that's the way I learn out. Therefore, according to me, your question is not a question at all. But Rabbi Elazar meant to answer back, L'bidoch. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yamrat that your Svar is, you hold, Ein Don an Efsha Mishi Efsha. You hold, you can't learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha. So you cannot learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim. On that, Rabbi Elazar answers back and says, no. The Pesach says clearly here, V'yavarato. As Avoy Dezos Pachodesh Azeh, meaning to say, we learn out all Korban Pesach from the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. Samora says, V'so V'hashtu Nami Lifruch. Let now still ask the question. So Rashi explains the question is still back that Rabbi Akiva should have asked, still it's a kasha. Rabbi Akiva, you do not learn out Efsha, Mishi Efsha. You can't bring a proof from Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, the reason why it wasn't brought from Ma'aseh Sheni, because they didn't have any Ma'aseh Sheni. So let's ignore the more yes now. Let Rabbi Akiva stand the back to Rabbi Elazar. This Pesach of Ivaratza doesn't say clearly you learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim to a thing that's not a Efsha. Maybe it only learns out from things that are Efsha. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva holds, that you cannot learn out Efsha from Efsha, the Pesach doesn't stand out like that. Even after the Pesach, still we can ask the question. So when it says no, Amar Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, Zoy Semeres, and here it's a proof, that ain't Meshivan al Hekish. Once you have a Hekish here, V'yavarat as Avoy Dezois, V'chodesh Hazim, it's a Hekish to say that a Pesach Doris is done with the Pesach Mitzrayim, even though one is Efsha and one is a Yefsha, and it's a good Kasha, but the Klal is ain't Meshivan al Hekish. You're not allowed to ask a question on the Hekish. The Hekish is a limit, a Gzeras HaKosiv, that's the Lacha. Now the Gemara says, of a Tarbitza Omar, Rashi says, Tarbitza means in the Beis Medrash, where the Marabit Sterah, they said like this. They ask a question like this still, on your Blezer. V'chidover alamed behekish, choyzum alamed behekish. You tell him now, Pesach itself, how do we know the Korban Pesach itself is only born in Achulim, from a Hekish of Yavaratas Avoides Azois? So how can we learn out all other Kotchim from Pesach? By Kotchim, we don't learn out Adav Alamim and Hekish and Chayzim Alamim and Hekish. So Gemara says, no, for Kloli Itmar, that Pesach Kulo Chodim Ilsi. This Pesach of Yavaratas Avoides Azois, Bechodesh Azeh, it's not a Hekish that would be Makish Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach, Pesach Der with the Pesach Mitzrayim. The Pshat is the one Korban Pesach, that is one Shein. It's a Kloli, it's one Korban Pesach. Therefore, we're learning out, this is the din of a Korban Pesach. So it's not considered a Hekish. It's like, this is the din of a Korban Pesach. But maybe I could learn out all other Korbanos from a Korban Pesach that has to be brought only min Achulin and not from Mois, Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the Gemaristo, V'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that he argues on your blazer, and he holds you not done in Efsha, Mishi Efsha, if so Pesach, the Eina Bo Ele min Achulin min Olei. How does Rabbi Akiva know the Pshat in our Mishnah? So how does the Mishnah know to say that a Korban Pesach is not bought min Meiser, only from Chulin? And our Mishnah says, learning out all of the Kotchim from Pesach. So Gemara says, Nafkalei mehod yom ha-Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva learns it out from the same place that Shmuel says, Mishum Reb Leza, name of Reb Leza, that the Pesach says in Vayikra, Zois ha-Toyro lo'ilo v'la mincho v'la chatis, ul'oshim v'la miluyim, ul'zevach ha-Shlomim. That there's a Hekesh here of all these Korbanos together. What do we learn out from each one? Oila. When the Pesach says the word Zois HaTorah Oila, Ma Oila, just like a Korban Oila, Tun and Kli, you have to have a Kli. We'll soon see which Kli. is av kol or kodshim toin and kli. You have to have a kli. My, what type of a kli are we talking? What type of utensil? Elam, if you want to tell me mizruk, you have to have a cup to receive the dam, to make a kabbalah's dam. Gabi zivchei shalmi tzibu namik tziv. It's not only by oil, it says it by shalmi tzibu also. Vayosem biyagonis, they put the dam into a basin. So it says they had a keli. Elasakin, it means to teach us that you have to use for the shchita a knife, a sakin. You have to have a kli. So more of the question, v'oyla gufim, how do we know that korban oyla needs a kli? Because the pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, it says vayishlach Avraham es yodoi vayikach es hamachelas lishchires benoi. So he took a machelas, a knife, to shecht his son. And also myelu there Yitzchak had a shame a korban oyla. Because right after that the pasuk says vayaleu li oyla tachas benoi, that Avraham Avinu brought the oil for korban oyla instead of his son. So see, his son was supposed to be a korban oyla, and he used a sakin. So from here we learn out that oyla needs a sakin, and we learn out all other kachim, the shchit has to be done with a kli, not with stam a reed, not with something sharp, but it has to be a kli. Mincha, when the pasuk says the word mincha, what do we learn out? What's the hekesh to mincha? That ma mincha, just like a mincha, is ein mechelas elu zichre kuna, only a male kohen can eat from it, not a nekeva, not benois Yisrael. The pasuk says, kol zocho bivnei aron yachlenu, is af kol all other kachim, ein echolim elu zichre kuna, at least by kachim kadoshim. So what says my, which other korban are we learning out from the mincha to say it's only for zichrei kuna? Ichat esviyot.